I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from City Tap House, Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. John Walton joining us, voice of the Capitals at 3 today, and former head coach Bruce Boudreau at 5 o'clock. Enough about the rain delay that turned into a postponement, that turned into a doubleheader for the Nationals today. Let's look ahead to game one of the Caps and the Hurricanes tonight, Danny. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 20,000 people wearing the same thing, piling into Capital One Arena tonight for a second round meeting between the Canes and the Caps. This is just the second time these two teams have ever played in the playoffs. If you remember back in 2019, Carolina beat Washington in double overtime of Game 7. If that doesn't sound excruciating and isn't a nice kick to the ribs, I don't know what is. But in that series, Washington was up 2-0 and 3-2, and the Canes just kept coming. The Caps in Game 1s, in case you're curious, 28-21 all time. They're 18-12 in Game 1s at home in their history. They have won three consecutive Game 1s at Capital One Arena going into play tonight, including that 2019 series against the Hurricanes. Washington in the second round for just the first time in 7 years. Meanwhile, the Hurricanes were in the Eastern Conference Final 2 years ago. One of the reasons, I think, why they're the favorites to win not only tonight but in this series, according to oddsmakers.
Yeah, who handled the rust the best? Who handled this weird scheduling quirk the best? That's going to be how this game starts, and maybe, honestly, you know, how this series starts tonight. Like, this is unusual. These two teams, Carolina had one extra day just based on, you know, luck of the draw on the schedule. They clinched a week ago today, Washington a day later, and they've been waiting around. So who handled this the best? Who stayed the sharpest? Who got healthiest? Who took advantage? Who's ready to go? Who's ready to rock and roll up front? Who did the best film study? Who's the most prepared, etc.? I trust this Caps as a veteran group to have done those right things, but you never know. There were variables in round one for me where I'm going, I haven't seen this club play Capitals hockey, quote unquote. They played their games in what? 3 weeks, 4 weeks, if you can stretch it out even longer, going back to the Four Nations break. And that was answered when right away they came out flying and smacking everything that moved. And it wasn't an energy question. It was, you know, everything else. It was just regular hockey again. How these two teams handled this weird, unusual circumstance to have been off for a week when you're not off for a week is going to be telltale to how this beginning part of the series
goes. Yeah, the Hurricanes advanced last Tuesday, and the Caps moved forward into round two on Wednesday. And then neither team really knew when game one was going to be played even until Saturday. So it isn't just that you had all this time before the game, but more important than that maybe, Danny, is you didn't know when you were going to be playing. So it reminds me of like the pandemic, right? When you're just in your house in perpetuity and you don't know when you're leaving again. You're not shaving. You're not making healthy decisions, right? You're not living your best life because you're like, no one sees me. I can wear whatever I want. And then something pops up where you got to be somewhere and you're not ready. Your suit's not ready to go and hanging in the closet. You haven't shaved or gotten the haircut. So you had to act as if you're both of these teams, without anyone telling you when the game was going to be, that at any moment you could play. And you're right. It's a sport about humans. So maybe one of the two teams handled that better than the other. I like that for Alexi Protas, he got a little more time here to practice, get his sea legs under him. I think that will benefit Washington. But on the other side, Carolina's goalie, Frederik Andersen, was hurt at the end of the last series. And it's very possible he would have played in game one regardless, but it's almost a certainty now he's in pretty good shape going into this series. So you could make the case that the earlier the thing would have started, maybe the more beneficial just from that standpoint, because Andersen is excellent and is coming off of a first round where he had the best save percentage and goals against in the National Hockey League in round one of any goaltender.
Again, there's so many variables to this thing. You just don't know, right? You don't know how a team is going to respond to it. On paper, you could do everything you want to do. But think of the Nationals so many times, right? We're like, they clinched the division September 1st and are just waiting. Right, then they have to wait an extra couple of days while the wild card teams battle each other. Are they sharp or are they not? Did they not hit because they weren't sharp? Did they not hit because Clayton Kershaw is really good? You just never know. So to me, this is I'm going to be fascinated to see how they come out and kind of start this thing tonight. If Carolina has momentum, I don't think anything carried over from the previous series because, again, they've been off for so long. But if Carolina's feeling themselves a little bit, where they're skating with that burst and the pucks are deep and the Caps, it just constantly feels like you're turning around and fetching it from behind your goal, and you let Carolina impose their will, you know, just sort of peppering you, poking and prodding. It's like that soft jab from a Floyd Mayweather, right? Where, you know, it's not necessarily that one punch that's going to knock you out. It's just that constant tap, 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 throwing pucks at the net and, you know, waiting for you to make a mistake. The Caps have to play boring to me. You got to combine energy and zeal. And obviously, you know, you're as fired up as you can be. It's the postseason, for goodness sakes. But you got to be clean. You got to fly like Iceman. No mistakes.
I mean, I would say most teams are going to say that, right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to make mistakes and win in the playoffs very often. So that's like don't turn the ball over kind of thing in football.
Right, easy to say.
Obviously, you know, in the defensive end especially, you've got to be pretty buttoned up. The Hurricanes, Danny, 36 shots on net per game in the first round is best in the National Hockey League. They dominate puck possession. This year they had 45% of offensive zone time as far as where the puck was at any given moment on the ice in the regular season, which was 99th percentile, best in the NHL. So the advanced metrics and all the numbers, the data is in their favor in the sense of, you know, they're the team that leads in Corsi and owning the puck and getting shots on the cage. I think it was like 60-40 for them in the regular season in terms of shots for and against and the percentages. It's not going to be an easy series. The Caps are underdogs, probably for good reason. But guess what? They're bigger. They are more physical. They have been excellent at home, and the Hurricanes have struggled some on the road. You look at the four games this season between the two teams. The Caps won both of the games here at Capital One Arena where they're playing tonight. The Hurricanes won the two games in their barn. Let's take our first look at the G&D poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long-distance, residential, and commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. I don't think anybody should be surprised that our poll today is going to be asking you about Game 1 as the A topic here in town. The Caps getting ready for this game. Which player on the squad has to be the best for them to get a win in Game 1? We're keeping the goaltender out of the equation. Because that one's pretty simple. Logan Thompson's always going to have to shine for them. But go vote right now. Is it Alex Ovechkin, 4 goals in 5 games in round one? Is it Tom Wilson, who found his scoring late in the first round series, but is such a physical, important member of this operation? Connor McMichael, I thought he was their best player.
He was splendid, yeah.
In game five and was really good at times in the series. He had 3 goals in the first couple of games. And then Jacob Chychrun, who's been active, activating from the blue line and helping them offensively. I'm going to go with Tom Wilson. I just think this is one of those series, Danny, where you're going to have to out-physical Carolina and make them think as they're digging pucks out of, you know, out of the corners or along the wall. I want them looking over their shoulder to figure out where 43 is as often as possible. And like Montreal, yep, maybe 3-4 games of just hitting everything that moves later, they start making some business decisions. That's kind of the hope when you play a smaller team.
Yeah, my answer is Chychrun for what you mentioned, but just in reverse, right? I mean, the zone exits, not turning the puck over in the neutral zone, just being solid and maybe even punishing them a couple times for being over-aggressive and, you know, over-skating certain things. Chychrun's so skilled that I'd like those forwards to maybe think twice, as you said, for over-committing here and there. Those tape-to-tape passes, getting out of the zone, you know, starting some rushes the opposite way, I think are going to be paramount in this whole series. So to me, the Capitals defensemen are going to be so tested in this series by the way Carolina plays.
Go vote on our G&D poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. It's right on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account pinned for you right there at the top when you get to the page. And let us know who you think's got to shine tonight for the Capitals. John Walton on the program at 3 live from City Tap House. He'll be right here with us on site. This is where we're pre-gaming ahead of game one of the second round. Hopefully you guys will come by and have a drink and some food and get ready for a puck drop with us. Bruce Boudreau's calling in at 5 o'clock, the former Caps head coach as well. And we've got those Caps tickets at the end of every single hour of the show today. We are giddy to be giving away a pair to Thursday night's game 2 to our listeners.